you know the Lord?
Well, now, Lord, yeah.
Do you know the Lord?
Yeah.
I know Jesus, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Late one Friday morning.
Well, now, Lord, yeah.
Jesus brought peace into my heart.
Yes, he did.
Made me love everybody.
Yeah.
I was a sinner. Living in my sin.
Yeah.
But Jesus,
Lord, Jesus
put that love in my heart.
Yeah.
Every now and then, y'all,
yeah.
I have friends.
Yeah.
Don't love to hear Jesus' name called.
Yeah.
You know what I do.
Ooh.
I'm on, yeah.
Charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never-dying soul to save, and fit it for the sky. Words of Charles Wesley, 18th century master, hymn composer, variously called the old meter, lining out, Dr. Watts style, Charles Wesley composition from 1762 to the tune called Boylston, and adapted and recorded over the years by many quartets. Pilgrim Travelers, the Evening Stars come to mind, a gospel program favorite, A Charge to Keep I Have, often heard during the opening devotion section of gospel programs, sung by the entire congregation, if you will, as we have today. And a nod to the ancestors, the old folks, and the Dr. Watts lining out style, still sung in parts of the Piedmont of South Carolina, Primitive Baptist congregations of Alabama, and in old regular Baptist churches in Kentucky. When you hear a lined out hymn in person, I can tell you, if you have any hair on the back of your head, it will be raised. That was a long intro set. Set a record. We heard three different adaptations of the old meter hymn, A Charge to Keep I Have. We started with the Echoes of Zion. She recorded in 1960, I think, on the Smash label, but about 10 years earlier on the Gerald label out of Atlanta, the Echoes of Zion recorded a version of it. And I think that's the one that inspired other quartets to adapt a congregational hymn to the quartet style. We heard the Poole Brothers recorded in 1992 in Demopolis, Alabama, in a program that was recorded for Smithsonian Folkways. Wade in the Water is that collection called. Fantastic collection. And then we heard the congregation, Johnny L. Hurricane Jones, Charge to Keep I Have, sung in with the congregation and embellished with shouts and amens and improvised lyrics. Just an excerpt here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. I encourage everyone to go down the rabbit hole of the lined out hymnody. We'll have some links on the playlist. I encourage you to do that. A wonderful tradition that's not well known enough. And while you're on the playlist, you can say hello on the chat board, message board, the howdy board for Sinner's Crossroads at WFMU.org. Please do that. We understand that not a lot of people who listen post. So let's have a little bump in the graph. We have some wonderful gospel music for you, more gospel music for you, this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. We'll get right to it. The King Sisters, Jesus is Mine. That's what they'll be singing about, brothers and sisters and beloved, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Jesus is mine. very much. And I would like to, again and again, don't forget about to go by the sponsor. If you don't go by and see about them, go by and tell them that Sister Jessie Jeter sent you by there. And that way, if you hadn't been getting a good treat, you will get one if you only tell them that Mrs. Jessie Jeter told you to stop by. If you don't buy anything, stop by and let Brother Adams know that Sister Jeter's doing a very good job for you. And just go by the Renaissance Lounge and go by up there at the Mobile and Day Street and get your ties fixed there. And you never know what's going to happen. You may have to call them. They'll come and see about you. Pine Leaf Grocery there on Pine Leaf Street. None other than Quality Grocery on Jeff Davis and Cleveland Avenue. And then, by all means, don't forget about it again. Go by the Renaissance Lounge. The voice you hear in the background is none other than Brother Robert Taylor and a portion of these originally starlights, a portion of them in the background. Sister Jeter, hold your head up. We hope you're feeling better this morning. Santa my aunt, Sister Mary Ellen Lucky, hope she is feeling better this morning. She's very ill at home. So right now, I believe our time is running out. So at this particular time this morning, we're going to say again happy birthday to our very fine disc jockey. And we're going to turn the program back over to him this morning. Thank you very, very much.
You had better let Jesus, oh Lord, let him fix it. Oh yes, for you. And I'm so glad he knows
you.
And I'm so glad he
I mean to work.
I mean to work.
Yeah.
Till the day is done.
Let us work.
Work all day.
Till
the victory is won.
We're on a
fast and brave.
All
the way.
Yeah.
Work until the day is done.
I mean to work.
I mean to work.
Yeah.
Till the day is done.
We're going to work.
Work all day.
Till
the victory is won.
Let us
fast and brave.
All
the way.
Yeah.
Work until the day is done.
Short set there because of the long intro set. We have adjusted the time here at the bottom of the hour. Listening to the Taylor Brothers of Miami, I need to work. They need to work for Jesus. They need to work for the Lord. Taylor Brothers of Miami. We heard the Good Samaritans, a wonderful a cappella gospel tune there. Let Jesus fix it for you. And I love the name, the Good Samaritans. We need Good Samaritans everywhere in this day. And we started set with the King Sisters. Jesus is mine, but they are willing to share. We share a lot of music for you here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. Taking a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. One thing we can do, as always, shouts to Reverend Creighton in Boston and Brother Richard in Chicago. All gospel friends everywhere. Brothers and sisters, and beloved, yes indeed. Join us on the message board, WFMU.org, if you haven't already had. To the front, brothers and sisters and beloved, to the front. We're on the battlefield with the gospel interns here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
I am on to bed.
for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise him that I'd say right here, I lost my flag in battle. But my stand is in my hand. I'm going to take it all home to Jesus. You know, Gloria came and she said to me, she said, Reverend, look, I am telling you something right now. She said, I know you can help me. I said, well, how do you know? She said, look, my neighbors next door to me, she said they was doing bad, the truck run running right, beer cans all in the yard. And said, all of a sudden they left and came back home.
And say, they was doing so good, the yards were clean, they're driving a new Navigator. And say, I know something, what in the world did they do? And say, one day I just was walking out of my door, getting into my old piece of car, and I heard them say, honey, don't forget, she told him, say, don't forget to send that money order to the spiritual workshop. And I put two and two together. She said, I'm here. Because if you help, if the way my neighbors were doing, say, if it was help for them, I know it got to be help for me.
Call, I will answer. life. Some rain has fallen.
Got a piece of rain in your life
to do a a little while. Something in our life that we may call rain, but everything that we call rain, it ain't no rain. Whenever you don't have money rain, but there ain't no rain, y'all. That's only a shower. That's all it is. But wait 1 minute. Let me tell you what rain is. One morning, this rain, when you get up out of your bed,
realize it weighs a ton. about all the little children who have no food to eat. Think about the young boys dying every day in the war. And I bet you find you got a lot
to be thankful for. You got a lot
to be. I didn't have no shoes. There beside me was a man who had no feet. Oh no, he didn't. I was filled with despair. I just spent my last dime. You know, self-pity controlled me as I sat there crying. Oh, yes, it did. Then somebody said, think about the man who's blind or the man who had no feet. Think about all the little children.
Clarence Smith, got a lot to be thankful for. Yes, indeed. We have a lot to be thankful for at Sinner's Crossroads. You, the listener, everybody who tunes in every week. And in a couple of weeks will be the 25th anniversary of Sinner's Crossroads. We'll have a little special show. Not too much. A little short 1 hour show. We'll keep the celebration at a minimum. A nice day for me. Hallelujah. Right before Clarence Smith, we heard the Dixie Travelers, rain throughout our lives. Some rain must fall. Yes, indeed. Sometimes it's a thunderstorm. Brother James Elam, when he calls me, I'll be there. I will answer. The Mighty Echoes, that's without the E, as some people spell echoes. And we started the set with the Gospel Interns. I am on the battlefield. Soldier on, brothers and sisters and beloved. Hope we contributed that spiritually this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thanks to the Mighty Gospel Friends. Love you, rain. Yes. My name is Kevin Nutt. And stay tuned to WFMU. Listener supported in free form. 91.1 East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. and online at WFMU.org. Hallelujah. Everyone, thanks for tuning in again and again. Stay tuned to WFMU. Brothers and sisters and beloved, stay tuned, and we will see you next week.
Seriously, folks.
PJ, and you're listening to Time Out with PJ right here on the Rock and Soul Radio Stream, WFMU. Good morning, freeform radio for everybody. Yes. Mabel and I are here every week to present to you a grouping of music that we've compiled throughout the week. It's safe to say that no one has ever put together this grouping of songs side by side ever in the history of the world. So we're excited for you all to hear it. As I mentioned, I am here with my fluffy co-host. Her name is Mabel. Say hello, Mabes. Yes, it is a very good morning. I'm very excited to be here. And we'd like to invite everybody to hop on to the live playlist and chat room, where you will find a list of all the songs that we're playing, along with some visuals that accompany them. And on top of that, and even better, there is a group of people on the live chat that are as welcoming as can be, friendly, funny, kind-hearted people, all on board with this music thing. That's why we get along so well. Yes, please join us. The more the merrier. We'd love to see you. And we want to thank everybody listening to the archives at this very moment as well. Hello to you all, and how's everybody doing in the future? And speaking of time, we need to address that it is the new fall schedule on WFMU. And the Rock and Soul Radio Stream Thursday lineup has a few adjustments. I'll go into them later in the show. But quickly, let me just address that Retro Obscuro with Kitschy Mama has now moved to Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will miss her, but she has found a very good home on Wednesday, which is right next to Thursday. But yes, I'll go into more detail later on in the show with the Thursday lineup. And if you're wondering, our show is staying put right here on Thursday mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mabel is very comfortable with that time slot. Right, Mabes? We love it. Yes. Hey, Mabel. Are you ready to start our show? Do we have any musical birthdays today lined up, Mabes? We do. Good, good. Any funny weird stuff? All right, we like that too. Okay, everybody, let's begin our first set. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We love you.